This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Let's do a quick roundup of personal finance news for this week with Stacey Vanek-Smith from Marketplace's New York Bureau. Hi, Stacey.
Hi, Barbara.
Okay, unemployment numbers came out Friday morning. The government said we gained 165,000 jobs in April and that the unemployment rate is the lowest it's been since 2008. That sounds like great news, but these numbers always shift so much. So is it?
Well, you're right, Barbara. It is good news, and you're also right that the numbers shift. The news that we got that 165,000 jobs were created could shift. In fact, the numbers for March had been that 88,000 jobs were added. That was revised this week up to 138,000 jobs were added in March. So that is also good news, but also, as you say, points to the fact that these numbers do get changed around a lot.
And that means it can shift next time we get a report, though.
Yes, it's good news for now, I guess we could say.
Yeah.
There were some details in the numbers that maybe aren't so great. One of the things is that the majority of those jobs are being added in lower income fields, things like retail and restaurant work, which there's a concern that those are jobs that can't necessarily support a household. So there is a concern of the kinds of jobs being created right now.
And what does this say about the long-term unemployed?
Well, it's good news for the long-term unemployed. There are still more than 11.5 million unemployed Americans. That is getting slightly better, although there is a worry that some of the cuts being made as a result of the sequester might slow down job growth and might make the long-term unemployment situation worse.
Well, another interesting development this week came from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and it's fixed something with the charming name of the anti-housewife rule.
Yes.
No gender stereotyping here.
No, no.
Could you explain that for us?
Yes. So the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, it reversed a rule that had gotten a lot of negative attention. The rule had been put in place after the financial crash as part of an effort to kind of rein in some of the wild credit spending that had been going on before the financial crash. Basically, the rule said that a credit card issuer had to look at someone's personal income as opposed to their household income. So for couples who, if one of the partners was working and one of the partners was staying home and caring for children or caring for the house, they wouldn't have any direct income. And in many cases, they couldn't get a credit card. It affected an estimated 16 million people.
Oh, it's huge. And we've had many people call in and talk about this. I mean, it's basically a disenfranchisement for anyone who stayed home, not just housewives, clearly, but both genders.
Yeah, it was very embarrassing for a lot of people. One woman, Holly McCall, she is in a group called MomsRising.org. She blogged about how embarrassing it was. She went to Target and tried to get a Target card. And in spite of the fact she has excellent credit and her husband has a great job, she was turned down for the card. As a result, she started a petition that got 45,000 signatures.
And that's what it took, a petition. That's why this rule has been around so long.
Well, they overturned it for a lot of reasons. There were concerns also about military spouses who weren't able to get credit cards and for also people in potentially abusive relationships. There were all kinds of problems that came up around this. But it was originally put in place to kind of protect students and parents from running into situations where the student might have a huge line of credit extended to them because of their parents' income and things like that.
Well, thanks for the updates, Stacey. But before you go, since we're talking about travel this week on the show, do you have any vacation plans?
Nothing too exciting. I am planning on going home to my home state, Idaho, this summer to see my family.
What's Idaho like in the summer?
It is really beautiful. It's very sunny, very dry, a lot like Los Angeles, actually. Really, really lovely. I'm looking forward to it.
And what's your strategy booking your flight? How are you going to get a deal?
I always look online and I always look around. I've heard that you're supposed to book on Tuesdays. I don't know if that's true or not, but I always try to book my flights on Tuesday. I read statistically you get the best price.
Well, you might want to listen to the rest of the show because that's one of the myths that's debunked.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
It's
well,
really
I will
not.
Definitely listen to the rest of the show. Absolutely.
That's great. As we said, get your pen out. No, it really doesn't matter what day you buy or what day. It does matter what day you fly, of course.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm going to have to listen to the show. I guess I've been booking on Tuesdays for no reason at all.
We freed you of at least that myth. Marketplace reporter Stacey Vanek-Smith, it's always nice to talk to you. Thanks.
Thank you, Barbara.